الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليولنا ذكرى. السلام عليكم dear listeners. My story might sound mundane to you, as my life started out like every girl's dream. Getting married one day, having kids, and living happily ever after. Well, my dream started out that way, but ended sooner than I ever imagined. Here goes. I am a 43-year-old Muslimah who was happily married for 15 years, and alhamdulillah, had 4 beautiful children. The eldest being my only daughter, who was born blind and handicapped, but was a light and joy in our lives. I cannot explain how much love she brought to my husband and I, that even if we once wanted to question Allah as to why He gave us a child like this, because to us she was as normal and beautiful as any other child a parent could ask for. We later had 3 sons and alhamdulillah, were still happy. Until the unthinkable happened. My husband's affections drifted and my marriage ended. As if this was not bad enough for me, I later found out that I had breast cancer and had to go for treatment and undergo an operation to remove the cancerous growth. But that was not all, dear listeners. The cherry on the cake was yet to come, when my husband took me to court for sole custody for all 4 of my kids. Living in these corrupt times of today, as we all know, money talks. And yes, my husband had the best lawyers at his side. And all I had left was this beautiful certificate every Muslim woman had, with the inscriptions, home executive, mother, and darling wife on it. How ironic. Yes, these are the things we should be able to be proud of, but unfortunately, in today's times, the law doesn't seem to think so, and so I lost all 4 of my kids. I cannot explain how devastated I was physically, emotionally, and mentally, but subhanallah, I managed. The only reason why I thought I could manage was because I was only 16 years when I lost my mum, and my dad passed on soon after I was married. My next confidant was my eldest sister, who the entire family took as a mother. And when my marriage and everything else broke down in my life, I lost her too. I then decided to stay with my deceased sister's son, who was 16 years then, and felt blessed because I thought Allah had given me a second chance in life, because at least I had someone to love and care for as only a mother could. My life went on because I had the support of my family members. But soon after, disaster struck once again. My nephew, who I cared for like a son, passed away on a fishing trip where he drowned. I now felt that there was no need for me to live anymore because everything I cared for was gone. It's been 9 years living without my kids, and only 2 years ago I realized how lucky I was. Let me tell you why. 2 years back I lost other family members, this time a niece, nephew and a grandchild, in a tragic car accident. And the only 2 survivors were their 2 masoom children, aged 6 and 2 at the time. And that's when I realized that those 2 kids, who have a wonderful and loving family looking after them, now don't have the 2 most important people in their lives, their parents. And that's when I came to realize that even though I lost my kids in a custody battle, I can still pick up the phone and talk to them. I'm not saying that my life is easy without my children, as it's always a battle when it's my turn to see them during the holidays. And most of the time, it never happens because they live in a different province and my husband just doesn't send them. I make so much of dua that one day soon, inshallah, my sons will be grown men and will be able to stand up for themselves and come and take me away. It's a battle for me every day knowing I'm a mother who wakes up in an empty house. My only dua for this world is to be able to be with my children, and I know that my Allah is just putting me through a difficult test because He has something better planned for me. Well, if not in this world, then maybe one day in the Akhirah, inshallah. Jazakallah khair, your sister in Islam.
بعد بعدي عنك أمي عدت مشتاقا لضمي عدت أستجدي رضاك سامحيني يا عيوني أنت أمي سامحيني.
حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا
ذكرى. السلام عليكم. This woman of wonder is my neighbor, or would I rather say, the most dearest friend and sister in Islam. How I wish that Allah Ta'ala created all women like her. She has been my neighbor for over 30 years. Our children grew up together. This woman has no education. She struggled to survive when she moved in 30 years ago. She had no furniture. They ate on the floor and slept on mattresses. She started a house shop in our area, as there were no shops around us. She used to sell fried eggs, boiled eggs and chicken leg with pup to contractors in our area where they were building homes for the government. She had four daughters and a son. She was the Mother Teresa of our neighborhood. All the school children and domestic workers and women who were either widowed, divorced or battling to make ends meet knew her to be there for comforting or helping them out, although she barely had enough to make ends meet. Our lives as neighbors were a complete struggle, but she succeeded. She had a life of deen and piety. Her home was filled with alimas, son a hafiz, daughter-in-law a hafiza, and alima. Her husband a humble being, always in jamaat. On the other hand, I lived a modern Islamic life, abusive marriage, and always fighting and screaming in my home because my husband never gave me a day of peace and quiet. I have six children, five daughters and one son. Years have gone by. This woman of wonder has helped and stood by me all of these years, through my good times and hard times. When my children grew up and got married and had babies, she was always there to support me in my time of need. She gave me moral support, always quoted a hadith or story from the Sahabas, and told me that my struggle was not in vain. She encouraged me to be a good role model and supportive wife. Jazakumullah to Allah Ta'ala to have given me a neighbor like her. Thanks to this wonderful woman from whom I learnt a lot as far as deen is concerned. After 33 years of my marriage, I got divorced. This woman has stood by me with her moral support and financial support, always begging me to accept whatever help she can offer. Whatever best she wants for herself, she wants for me. My dua to this wonderful woman of wonder, may Allah Ta'ala accept all your duas and keep you as loving and good as you have always been over the past 30 years. My best friend, my role model, my neighbor and my sister in Islam. I could not wish for a better neighbor. Jazakumullah.
حينما كنت صغيرا كيف أمسى حجرك الهاني سريرا يحتويني وحداء منك يسري نم صغيري نم بحجري نم هني.
Assalamu alaikum. This story of wow is not about me, but about my wow mum. While all mums are wow, mine is extra special. Why? Come, listen, I shall tell you. On my marriage night, she gifted me with words that I shall never forget. "Let all your complaints be only to Allah," was what she said. And indeed, this is the way she has lived her life. Her emotional strength to endure the tests that Allah has put in her path to Jannah has been my outstanding example. But she is not just my example. In her community, she is the backbone of the ladies that come to learn with her. With her. Yes, for she says that people learn from each other. There are elderly ladies learning to read the Quran with tajweed. There are the rivas that come hungry for the basics of Islam. There are the ladies that benefit from learning the practical ghusl for the deceased. There are the ladies that are more Allah conscious because of attending her weekly talim. There are the ladies that despair of life and call to hear assurances that Allah is always near. There are the teens that come to know why it is a favor to be a practicing Muslimah. all this, Annabeth is done voluntarily, giving of her time, her resources, within the walls of her home, only to seek the pleasure of Allah and inshallah in exchange for Jannah. My mum is also a founding member of the Islamic Awareness Group, which hosts workshops concerning pertinent issues to the Muslimah. Through her active participation, facilitation, fikr and du'as, many a Muslimah have begun to practice the fundamentals of Islam. I see the joy on the face of a grandmother when she can pronounce qaf and know her various rules of tajweed. I see the look of wonder on that revert who has learnt about the tranquility of salah. I feel the hug of the bereaved who actively participated in her deceased mum's ghusl. I hear the hope of that woman who was moments ago despondent. I admire the glow of iman on that lady who now covers her hair and dresses modestly. I smile at the boldness of youth and marvel at their unique Islamic identity. And I know that Allah has surely blessed my mum and gifted her with the ability to touch lives and hearts forever. She has taught me about deen and da'wah, about the power of a smile and the responsibility of a da'i. My mum is positively impacting on the fabric of society by changing lives and the conditions of homes, one ta'lim at a time. Wow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. كيف نادت الحمامة في حنان كي أنام في حنان كي أنام خبريني كيف تجرين لضمي كلما ناديت أمي خبريني حين كنت ترضيني كل حين حب ديني ها أنا صرت فتاكي